This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Welcome back to The Science Behind Dreams. In our last episode, we explored how dreams evolve with age, how they grow quieter but wiser, turning into reflections of life and memory. Today, we'll enter a darker and far more unsettling realm, lucid nightmares. Most of us know what a lucid dream is, a dream where you realize you're dreaming and can sometimes control the story. But what happens when that awareness doesn't bring freedom, but terror? What happens when you know you're dreaming and still can't wake up? Let's step into the strange intersection between consciousness and fear. A lucid nightmare is a state where the dreamer becomes aware they are dreaming, but cannot escape the horror of the dream. Unlike normal nightmares, where you wake up suddenly, lucid nightmares trap you in the moment, fully conscious of the terror, but powerless to stop it. Imagine standing in a dark hallway, realizing none of it is real, but still feeling the weight of dread, still hearing footsteps behind you, still unable to move or scream. The brain knows it's safe, but the body doesn't believe it. That's the essence of a lucid nightmare. In lucid dreaming, the prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain responsible for logic and self-awareness, reactivates slightly. Normally, during ordinary REM sleep, this area is quiet, which is why we believe our dreams are real while they happen. But in lucid dreams, it wakes up just enough for us to realize we're dreaming. In lucid nightmares, however, another brain region, the amygdala, which handles fear, becomes highly active at the same time. The result is a terrifying blend of clarity and panic. You understand that what you're seeing isn't real, but the emotion of fear still floods your system as if it were. It's like being trapped inside your own movie, fully aware, but with no control over the script. Lucid nightmares can happen spontaneously, but they're often linked to stress or anxiety, especially chronic or suppressed fear. Sleep paralysis, where consciousness returns before the body wakes up, creating intense hallucinations. Trauma, particularly for those with PTSD or recurring nightmares. Lucid dream training, when practiced too aggressively or without proper relaxation techniques. Ironically, people who actively try to control their dreams are sometimes more prone to lucid nightmares, because awareness amplifies fear when something goes wrong. Many who've had lucid nightmares describe sensations that go beyond simple fear. They often report a feeling of being watched or followed, an inability to move, speak, or breathe, distorted time, seconds that feel endless, the sense of another presence in the room, even when unseen. Some experience a split awareness, part of them observing calmly, another trapped in terror. This duality makes lucid nightmares uniquely disturbing. Psychologists see lucid nightmares as moments when the conscious mind collides with deep unconscious fears. The dreamer becomes aware too soon, in the middle of emotional processing. The brain is trying to purge fear through the dream, but the conscious mind interferes, freezing the process halfway. It's like opening a door into the subconscious before the dream has finished its work. The good news is that lucid nightmares can be managed and even transformed. Techniques include grounding through awareness. Remind yourself it's a dream. Focus on your breathing or on simple counting to reduce panic. Changing the scene. Visualize light, warmth, or a safe place. Even small mental changes can shift dream environments. Reality cues before bed. Keep a calm bedtime routine and avoid overthinking dream control. Therapeutic help. For recurring lucid nightmares, techniques like imagery rehearsal therapy or trauma-focused therapy can help reframe them. Some dreamers eventually learn to transform the nightmare, facing the threat, speaking to it, or walking toward it. In many cases, the moment they stop running, the nightmare dissolves. Though terrifying, lucid nightmares can also be profoundly meaningful. They reveal the rawest parts of our psyche, the fears we deny, the memories we suppress, the guilt we carry. When faced consciously, they can become moments of emotional release, even transformation. In some ancient traditions, lucid nightmares were viewed as spiritual trials, tests of courage that brought self-understanding. While modern science frames them as neural phenomena, their emotional impact is undeniable. To conquer a lucid nightmare is, in a way, to face yourself. Lucid nightmares blur the boundary between awareness and fear. They remind us that consciousness itself can be both a gift and a curse. When we awaken inside our own fears, the mind becomes a mirror, and what it reflects is our deepest truth. In our next episode, we'll explore the opposite side of the dream spectrum, healing dreams, dreams that comfort, inspire, and even promote emotional recovery after loss or pain. Until then, may your dreams stay light, your nights peaceful, and your awareness gentle. This is the science behind dreams.